Six parak of Chayre, six Mishnah. Ein lo beitzim or la ein la beitza achas. It's missing its testicles, so it has only one. Rabbi Yishmael Leimer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, yesh lo shnei beitzim. If the two sacks, parts of the scrotum, then we can assume that it has two testicles. Im ein lo la kis echad, ein lo la beitza achas. Then, if it has only one sack in the scrotum, then we say that it has only one beitza. Rabbi Kiva, in other words, he's saying is that even if you don't feel the testicle inside, you could assume that it has a testicle, if it has two of these sacks. Rabbi Kiva says, in the case we don't find the testicle, then the Moshivu ala ukozoi, you have it sit on its back, on its behind, and Mamayach, and you start pressing, feeling around in the scrotum and the area right above the scrotum. Mishum beitza seifilotzes. If you work on that area, eventually will come out. Sometimes it's stuck a little bit to the body. Ma'isa shemich v'lo yotzes v'nishrot. It was a ma'isa that they did this procedure. Nothing happened. They didn't feel the testicle. But after the shechita, nimsas devuka b'gzolim. They found at the end that it was stuck onto the testicle, was stuck onto the body itself. Hiter Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says it's considered a mum. In other words, he felt that even if it has a testicle, but by doing this procedure it did not come down, that's enough to be considered a mum. Maisa. Vosser Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said it's also. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said that since the mice that had a testicle, it's not considered has a mum. The Tanakhama that says it's telling two kissim, he says you don't even have to be mamashvish. That if you see there's only one kiss, then you could assume that there's only one testicle. You don't have to test any the animal with any further testing. That maybe he does have a testicle somewhere connected to his body.